Hello and welcome back to Podmas 2024. It is day 22 and I am very excited for this topic. I know I say that a lot, but this one is really, really cool, especially considering yesterday's topic. And I say topic because it's not really a question. And today's topic is having a life outside a podcast, because it shouldn't be your whole life. So yesterday, we spoke about the best and worst experiences with episodes, and it was interesting because I generally speak about what happens in my life, in my podcasts. I think it's kind of funny that you should have a life outside of your podcast, but I actually make my podcast about my life, so that's very, very interesting. Making the fact that you have a podcast your whole identity to me always seemed a bit much. Like, it's a facet of your life. It's not who you are. And that to me has been something I've been looking into in terms of my own podcasting subscriptions or who I'm subscribed to. Because especially people like the minimalists, they speak about their life and minimalism and how the two interact. But it's not their whole personality. Being a minimalist is a part of their life. Podcasting about minimalism is a part of their life. They are still people who have lives outside of that. Some of them, I think all of them are married. They have guests. Those people have lives outside of the podcast. Like, there are things going on outside of it. So, for me, I've been really into playing games, not emotionally with people's feelings, but rather literally. I remember last year we nearly destroyed Christmas because of Monopoly, the card game. It was not cute. We had a near brawl about it. I do have a Nintendo Switch I bought secondhand. It was the best decision I've ever made. I love it. There are free games, there are paid games. I've bought some games on Black Friday specials in previous years. Love that. And then my laptop also has Sims 4. I absolutely love the two events they had. The one was the login event and the other one was, what was it called? The Grim Reaper Rewards event. Those were really fun. I enjoyed that. The second one, I didn't finish because my character died, but it was absolutely incredible. So speaking to friends, going, visiting friends, hiking has been a new thing. I might even go on more road trips. There's something in the works there. I'm not going to say much. But yeah, doing things outside of your podcast is really, really fun. I love to read as well. And it's not just read. It's a variety of, I don't know how to explain it, but like audiobooks are cool. Comic books are cool. Reading physical books are cool. All sorts of genres are acceptable to me. Ebooks as well. Not everything has to be physical or digital. There's also been a series that was released on Spotify where Christina Ricci voices Harley Quinn. I think it was called Quinn. It was on Spotify. It was like a storytelling type situation. And I'm just like, this is so cool. So I genuinely enjoy those types of things. Physically going to the movies is always my absolute favorite. I like watching movies at home, series at home, but there's something about being in a cinema and watching a movie. I know for my birthday, I went to go watch The Beekeeper. Absolutely incredible. A bit violent, but absolutely fun. And the fact that they had a guy who was like, from South Africa in there with an accent. It made my day. And the ticket was free because it was the Kiniko's like birthday giveaway thingy. So it was absolutely worth it. My point being, have things outside of podcasting that you do, because it shouldn't be your whole personality. It should not be your whole life. There's more to life than existing on a little brick people watch things through, okay? So, go outside, get some fresh air, breathe in the lovely sun that we have, and enjoy your day with physical people, not internet people, okay? I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.